music playing in the background. Welcome to Prepper Patty, where we prepare for the worst and hope for the best. I'm your host, Prepper Patty, and I'm here to guide you through the wild and wacky world of preparing for the unexpected with a dash of humor and a sprinkle of sarcasm. Whether it's surviving a zombie apocalypse, weathering a natural disaster, or just being ready for whatever life throws at you, we've got you covered. So sit back, relax, and get ready to assemble your basic toolkit with me, Prepper Patty, because when pandemonium ensues, you'll be glad you listened in. Playful music fades out. So, picture this. You're in the middle of a DIY project, feeling like you've really got this whole handy person thing down. And then, just when you're about to tighten that last screw, you realize you don't have the right tool. It's like trying to put together a puzzle with pieces from different sets, frustrating and downright comical at times. Having a basic toolkit is like having a secret weapon for any survival situation, whether it's a home repair, a camping trip, or even a zombie apocalypse. Hey, you never know. It's your backup plan for when things go awry, and believe me, they will. Because let's face it, Murphy's Law always seems to rear its head at the most inconvenient times. But here's the good news. With the right tools at your disposal, you can tackle almost anything that comes your way. Need to fix a leaky faucet? No problem. Putting together a piece of IKEA furniture? Piece of cake. Suddenly finding yourself in need of a makeshift spear to ward off a zombie horde? Well, that might be a bit of a stretch, but hey, stranger things have happened. So, whether you're a full-fledged DIY enthusiast or just someone who likes to be prepared for the unexpected, having a basic toolkit is like having your own personal superhero squad. They may not wear capes, but they sure can save the day when you least expect it. And hey, who knows? Maybe one day, you'll be the one to save the day with your trusty screwdriver and roll of duct tape. All right, folks, let's talk about the must-have items for your basic toolkit. First up, the hammer. This trusty tool is essential for any project. Need to hang a picture? Hammer. Need to build a birdhouse? Hammer. Need to fix your thumb? Well, maybe not, but you get the point. Next, we've got the screwdriver. With its ability to turn screws and open paint cans, the screwdriver is like the Swiss Army knife of the toolkit. Just don't try to use it as a toothpick. Trust me, it's not a good idea. Then there's the tape measure. For those of us who struggle with estimating distances, this little guy is a lifesaver. Plus, you can pretend you're a secret agent on a top secret mission, sneaking around and measuring stuff. No judgment here. Lastly, a trusty pair of pliers. Whether you're pulling out a stubborn nail or bending some wire, pliers are there for you. It's like having your own personal superhero, the Plier Avenger, ready to save the day. So there you have it, the essential tools for your basic kit. Remember, with great tools comes great responsibility, or, you know, just the ability to finally fix that wobbly table. So, you've got your basic toolkit all assembled and ready to conquer the world, or at least your DIY projects. But wait, there's more. It's not just about having the tools, it's about taking care of them too. Let's face it, a rusty wrench is about as helpful as a chocolate teapot when you're in the middle of a home repair disaster. So here are some quick maintenance tips to keep your tools in tip-top shape. First off, remember to give those metal tools a little love and attention. That means wiping them down after use and storing them in a dry place. Trust me, they'll appreciate it and will be there for you when you need them most. Oh, and don't forget to oil up those moving parts. Just a little dab here and there can make all the difference. Think of it as giving your tools a mini spa day. Everyone deserves a little pampering, right? And last but not least, give your tools a regular once-over. Check for any signs of wear and tear, loose parts, or any other potential issues. It's better to catch those problems early on, rather than having a tool go rogue on you in the middle of a project. So there you have it. A few quick tips to keep your tools in top-notch condition. Remember, a well-maintained tool is a happy tool, and a happy tool is a productive tool. And who knows, maybe your tools will even thank you with a job well done the next time disaster strikes. Hey, Prepper Patty. I've been trying to assemble my own toolkit, but I always end up with extra pieces. How do I know what I really need in there? Well, my dear listener, building a toolkit is just like putting together a jigsaw puzzle. You need to find the right pieces and leave out the ones that don't fit. The key is to figure out what tasks you're likely to encounter and then gather the tools that will help you tackle them. For example, if you're like me and always seem to have something falling apart in the house, a good screwdriver set is essential. And don't forget the power drill. It's like the superhero of DIY. Once you have the basics covered, you can always add more specialized tools as you go. Listener, but what about maintenance? How do I keep all these tools in good shape? Ah, the age-old question of tool TLC. First off, keep those bad boys clean and dry. No tool likes to be covered in gunk or rusted from neglect. Regularly inspect and oil those moving parts. They'll thank you for it by sticking around a lot longer. And don't forget to store them properly. A tool bag or a sturdy toolbox will protect them from the chaos lurking in your garage. Listener, thanks, Prepper Patty. That's super helpful. Now I know where I've been going wrong. I'll make sure to keep my toolkit shipshape from now on. My pleasure. Dear listener, just remember, a well-maintained toolkit is a treasure chest of possibilities. And who knows, one day you might just be the hero who saves the day with a handy tool and a witty remark. Keep on prepping, my friend. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Basic Toolkit Assembly. As we wrap up, just remember, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it, unless it is a pet rock or a selfie stick, in which case, maybe it's better to not have it. Until next time, stay prepared. And remember, if all else fails, duct tape and a positive attitude can fix just about anything. Take care, and we'll catch you in the next episode.